Did you have any times in your marriage that were strained between the two of you, or were you always in sync?
Well, always in sync. I don't think we've had any major times. Obviously, we are, I hope, like everybody else, we annoy each other periodically, and sometimes we're thoughtless of each other, partly because we take each other for granted. But that's one of the wonderful things about having a good marriage for 50 years. You can take a lot for granted a lot of the time. And each of us has periods of our time because of other things in our life that bring stress, certainly in your working life and some of my institutional life, or things with our parents. As our parents have become ill and then we lost them, those were, of course, times that you just rely that your relationship is there. But no, we are, well, at least to my knowledge, John, do we?
Well, even though I was gone a lot, that was fairly well accepted and allowed by Judy. I think a mm-hmm. lot of people wouldn't have been able to do the work I did if they had a wife who wasn't supportive of what I was doing. So I think we both have been very careful to support each other in what we do.
We like to be together. We have a lot of fun.
How long have you been retired, John?
I've been retired 10 years and 9 months. No, 10 years and 11 months.
What has that been like for you?
Well, it's very interesting. I really enjoyed my working years. I had great opportunities. I had challenging work. But from the day I retired, I haven't looked back one little bit. And I just simply can't get the smile off my face. I do a lot of things with the workshop that I built. That keeps me happy. I volunteer at a local grade school in fifth grade math, and I really enjoy that. It's with kids who are most of them in a poverty environment, so they need the grandfather figure. And I also am very fortunate to be able to piggyback on what Judy does, and I'm able to secondhand enjoy that, plus the opportunities to be in contact with the people she's associating with.
And what are you doing in your life right now, Judy?
A lot of it right now is focused on the university system. As I mentioned before, I'm a member of the Board of Regents, and there are lots of meetings associated with that, many of them in Madison, but also around the state. I love it all. It's very challenging concerns in this time, but I really care a lot about the quality of education and about the future of our state and about accessibility to all young people and older people as well, and how to make that a reality. I'm still involved in other organizational life in the community, and that's a real benefit to me. We also have many friends in Green Bay, and so we are very fortunate to be with other people a lot, and that's good.
How would you sum up your life to this point, the two of you together?
I would say that I think I can speak for both of us that our marriage is the best thing that's happened to us. And I think we both have had experiences and opportunities that we've enjoyed because each of us has had those opportunities. So together, we've enjoyed each other's experiences and contributions.
Well, how could I say it any better than that? And if he, indeed, I think that is, that's all true. And part of the reason that it's the best thing that ever happened to us is also our three fine sons. They are extraordinary people. And they each are very, not only are we proud of them and who they are in their lives, but they are also very solicitous of us, and this is probably an indication of that. And we are grateful. They're married to wonderful, wonderful women, and we have five wonderful grandchildren as well. And all of that is part of the gratitude for this marriage.
This is the end of this oral history CD.